You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones. Hey folks, and how are you doing? Now, welcome to this very special Facebook Live and podcast with me, Gary Jones from Growing Marketing and Media. Now, today, I am going to be talking to you all about what content you should be creating, planning, and sharing. So we are talking about all about content, and thank you very much for joining. And as I said at the start, this is a Facebook Live, a podcast, and also it's going to be uploaded to YouTube. So really, it is the main first point really is, if you've got an idea and you can share it over multiple platforms, do it. So first of all, what is content? So content, really, content is anything that you produce. You know, if you meet someone and you have a conversation, that could be a piece of content. If you create a picture or take a picture, or you create a blog or a newsletter or a caption, it's content. So the type of content really is really down to you and your business, and only you can make your content in my eyes. When I'm working with clients, it is really about finding out their tone of voice and all that kind of stuff, because they are the best people to create their content. So I'm going to split this Facebook Live into three different sections. First of all, content that you should be creating right now. Content part two is what content you should be sharing right now. And content part number three is what content you should be planning to create later on. Now, for people who are listening to this or watching this later, I'm recording this on the 8th of April. At the moment, we're in lockdown in the UK, and we just don't know what's going to happen or when or what's going to happen over the next couple of months. So it's very turbulent, very confusing, and very weird and strange times, I think you should add. And remember, if you've got any comments that you want to put in the chat, go for it. Put them below. Just keep on putting there, especially if I give you any ideas or if you want to kind of jot in with an idea of yourself. So, yeah, it's a very turbulent, very weird time. So content at the moment is all over the place, absolutely all over the place. You've got shops which have closed. You've got companies which have disbanded. You've got people who have been put onto furlough. It's a really, really strange time. So when businesses are looking at their content, they are kind of aching this to kind of year, this kind of time period, as the gap between Christmas and New Year's. And bear with me with this, because the gap between Christmas and New Year's is normally a time when actually you don't normally, you're not really in the mood to focus on business. You're not really in the mood to buy anything, really, apart from if it's a new year, new you kind of thing. And you want to spend it with your time, you want to spend it with your community. And this is what this time is all about. You know, the main thing really at the moment we want to focus on is community. It's about building those relationships, strengthening relationships that we've already had with people, and then also working out how to build our network if we're in lockdown and we can't travel anywhere. So social media content is a reflection of who you are. And social media is literally just a reflection of how everybody is feeling. So if everyone's worried, everyone's confused, everyone is scared, guess what social media will be? It will be worried, it will be scared, it will be confused. So actually, we're in control of our content. We're in control of the way we feel, the way we act. So really, the content that we're putting out doesn't have to be a reflection of that. It can be other things. And I'm going to go through some of the stuff now that you could use. So as I said, section one is all about what content you should be creating, and I've got 12 points that I want to go through, and I would answer any questions that you have. Just put them in, just type them in the comments as we go along. So number one, what when we're looking at creating content, create content that people are talking about. Everyone's got their own industries, everyone's got their own niches, which are based on their experiences and what products and services and offering that they sell. So base your content around what people are talking about. Now, at the moment, people are talking about COVID-19. They're talking about lockdown. They're talking about Easter, as recorded on the 8th of April. So what content you can put out, you know, you've got to figure this out. But it's about what people are talking about. So in the comments below, let's put down a few bits that, if you can, if you're on mobile, great, if you're on a laptop, type it in. But let us know what content you're producing at the moment and what your customers are talking about. For me, people are talking about being on lockdown and booking onto online meetings. They're talking about what content should they be sharing, creating and producing, hence this Facebook Live. And you can really gain a lot of insights and tailor your content around your customers if you just listen. So listen to what they're talking about and create content around it. If people are looking for, I'm just going to use Tony and Maria as examples. They run Reynolds Blinds in Leamington Spa. They're blind producers and manufacturers. So I'm sure their people aren't going to be talking about actually kind of coming and visit. They're going to be talking about how they can fit their blinds themselves. It could be how to maintain their blinds. So Tony and Maria should be listening to those and creating content around that. So other people could be talking about, you know, their business and how they can help. For me, really, it is about listening. Number two is, and someone's put it in the comments, which is fantastic, it's about being positive. I said this on a live stream a couple of days ago, and it's so true. If social media is a reflection of what everyone's talking about and everyone's feeling, let's change the narrative and let's be positive. So humour and positivity is fantastic, and this is what it's all about. Posting positive stuff is going to win at the end of the day. So again, it's all about tailoring your posts to what your customers are. And I've got on the chat people talking about, you know, people are worried about, well, trying to keep their children sane. So a lot of the posts are about what they're doing and sharing quizzes and all that good stuff. And it's so, so true. That's brilliant. And yes, I was talking about you, Tony. But being positive. So point number two is being positive. Point number three is videos and live streaming. Now is the number one time to try out videos and live streaming. Because guess what? People are around. Give you a heads up about how I promoted this, how I created this Facebook Live. And I'll tell you about the podcast in a bit, but Facebook Live, I created a graphic in Canva, which is free to use, by the way. So use Canva, created a graphic. I then put it into the Facebook group as an event. And then I invited people. So I set up a time and date when I knew I was going to be available. I then invited people to tell them there, and people are joining us on the live stream. It's not tricky, it's not hard, it just takes the steps. But all you're doing is you're telling people when you're going to be live and you're going there. You can go live off the hook, sure, and I'm not saying you shouldn't. But with something like this, where I know what content I'm going to be sharing, I know I'm going to be recording and using the content elsewhere, it's good to get people's interaction and good to have you on board to do this. And I love the comments, you know, keeping it real and showing people the white roots instead of the dyed hair is fantastic. So great, and it's interactive, and it's content that they're going to relate to, which is so, so key. Videos, live streaming, great way also of showing your personality. If you've never met me before, you will know that I talk with my hands a lot. And it was noted at a networking event, online networking event, that I probably couldn't keep my hands still by my sides for that long if I'm talking. And it's true, I talk with my hands. Why would I not do that on a live stream or video if I do that in person? You want your online persona, your video persona, the live streaming persona that you see to be the same as you would do if you met me in real life. So don't worry about the ums, the ahs, about hand gestures. Just go for it. Truth is, I don't like my hair. I should have done my hair. I should have done my beard. But do you know what? I didn't. I'm still going live. I'm in control of the backdrop. So I've got my three little bits just there that you can see. And if you can't, they're three colourful pictures. Check out the YouTube afterwards to see the pictures if you listen to the podcast. But the big thing is, really, I'm in control of the background. I'm in control of the way I look. I know what I'm going to say. I've got my notes behind me just there. And do you know what? I'm ready to go. So there's no excuses for me not to go live. So don't use excuses to stop you producing the content you want to. Videos, live streaming, so important now. Get on it, please. And if you do want to give it a go to a closed group, let me know. We'll set up a little group, maybe two or three of us, and we'll test it out. I'm happy to do that. Next up is blogs and newsletters. remember, people are still talking and opening newsletters, opening emails, and still reading blogs. In fact, they might have more time now than they ever have done to read blogs. So if you've got any blogs that you can turn into ebooks, go for it. If you've got any an idea for a main book, go for it. Now is the time to explore those different options in the printed form. Now remember, a blog, if you've got 10 sections in a blog, like the 10 tips or 10 things you should know on social media, you could, in theory, make that into chapters and make an ebook from there. You have to fill the content and still make sure it provides value and not waffling, but it is possible. So the main thing is really now is to review the content you've got, like blogs, and how and see how you can update it, and also see how you can make a different piece of content from there. Can that blog be a live stream? Can that blog be a video series? Don't be afraid of duplicating the content, because if you've released a blog 6 months ago, they might, your audience might not have remember it now, but they will love to see a new piece of content from you. So don't worry about repeating the content. My 10 things to do on social media, the video that I produced a couple of days ago, which was a live stream, I'm doing that as a talk in different networking meetings, and I'm also doing that as an online challenge in a private Facebook group. Why am I doing it in all those places? There's different audiences. There's only going to be a few people who are going to be interacting in each of those areas, and I bet you any money that they won't be available at every single time I produce it. They might not even see the content. They might know about it, but they might not watch it or engage with it. So don't be afraid of repeating the content in different places. But now is the time to make, review your content and see what you can turn from just a blog to an ebook. In the same ways of seeing how you can extend your content, see how you can shorten your content. And what I mean by that is, let's say I'm recording this as a video and it's going to be 30 minutes long. Can I make that into individual sound bites? Can I make that into a shorter video of 2-3 minutes for each of the different sections? And can I put them into social media posts? Can I make them into YouTube? The answer is yes, I can. So it's as well as expanding your content to make it grander, to make it larger, you can make it shorter at the same time. And remember, if you've got any examples of you doing any of these, put them in the chat. And also, if you've got any links to any ebooks, put them below as well. Share it. Why not? But see how you can extend your content and see how you can shorten your content. And still make sure that you're posting often. Now, I would say as a rule of thumb, make sure you're posting every day on the platforms that your customers hang out on as a bare minimum. Bare minimum. Someone like Twitter wants to say it's not going to cut it because actually it's just far too busy. Facebook pages, hardly any reach. Focus on where your customers hang out. And on that note, I will talk to you about your customers and about their habits and that kind of stuff. Because if I'm saying to you, you should share it where your customers hang out. My question is to you, do you know where your customers hang out? Do you know where your customers spend their time online? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Twitter? Are they on Instagram? And if so, once you know that key bit of information, hang on, I'm going to back up. Do you know who your customers are? If you don't, that's the first step. You need to know who your customers are. You need to know, you know, their habits, what they're doing at the moment, what they're thinking, doing all that kind of stuff. Then you need to work out where they hang out, and then you can produce content all around it. So you produce content based on what they are talking and all that kind of stuff. But post consistently and post content that's ready for that audience. Would you post a TikTok video on LinkedIn? Maybe if your audience will value the content. But sometimes you probably wouldn't. So do you know what? Alter your content based on the platform. Okay, so that's point number one, creating. This is all about, I'm just going to quickly recap before we move on to point number two, which is sharing. So creating content, you need to work out what your people, what your audiences are talking, feeling and doing at the moment. And then you're creating content all around that. It's never been a better time to live stream or use video. And also to expand the content, so blogs into ebooks, or constrict the content for like a 30-minute live stream or ebook, you can then edit it into small social media posts or smaller videos. And also be consistent with your posting. Post every day on the platforms where your customers hang out on, and make that content relevant to, as I said before, how they're feeling, what they're doing, and all that kind of stuff. So, point number two is all about sharing. Now, sharing content is fantastic. And let's say you've got loads of content in your bank. The first bit to do is to review what content you've already got. So check out your blogs, check out your existing videos, and see what content is, first of all, still time specific, so still relevant in the people's eyes, still provides value. See what needs to be updated, and also check out if anything is ready to go. All of the content that's ready to go, that still provides value, still is within the time and still works for your audience, share it, put it into someone like Buffer, Hootsuite, scheduling tool on Facebook, whatever it is. You put that content out there, but you've got to make sure it provides value and it's still timely if you're reproducing content. Also, see if your existing content can be changed in any way to make it more valuable and updated. So, for instance, the 10 things that I do on social media, the 10 things to do on social media each day, started off as a talk and a small video probably 4 years ago. It's been tweaked and tweaked and tweaked, and now I've tweaked it again to make it relevant for this time period. Same idea, different content. All it is updated. So see what needs to be updated and see if actually any of your relevant old content can be reused and reinvigorated. Reinvigorated is a great word. So do that. Make sure, again, and I'm going to go back to this, make sure it's a positive message. Does it help your customers? Does it help your audience move forward in their journey? Now, that's really important. And I'm going to add some counsel into this. Is it remarkable? Is your content remarkable? Not just ordinary, not just good. Is it remarkable? And ask yourself this question as well. How does this content make my customers, my audience, remarkable? Ian Dixon, the business coach, asked me that in a meeting a couple of weeks ago. What makes my company remarkable? And I didn't have an answer for him because it's such a big, such a powerful question. So I'm going to throw it out to you guys. So the listeners on the podcast, people watching on Facebook Live, people who are watching the video on YouTube, what makes you and what makes your customers say, do you know what? Gary's remarkable because of. What makes you and your business remarkable? And throwing it out there in terms of this Facebook Live, what makes your content remarkable? Now, me, that could be your delivery. That could be your experiences and your ethoses. That could be the content that you're sharing. That could be the way or the format that you've put together that helps that person to move forward. Whatever it is, make sure your content is remarkable. Make sure that you are providing massive value. Outweigh your value to what you're going to get back from it. And make sure it helps whatever content you put out, make sure it helps your people move forward. So I want you to review your content, whatever stage you're at, and see and ask yourself that question, what makes it remarkable? And if it's remarkable, you'll find it's going to be positive. You're going to find that people will share it, people will interact with it, and people will engage with it. But it's got to be remarkable. It's got to be remarkable. And if your business isn't remarkable, it could get swallowed up, but make sure it doesn't by just focusing on what's important. That's your customer. Always focus on the customer as the end product. And remember, if you're joining us, halfway through this Facebook Live, then catch it on the replay. And also, I'm going to be sharing it onto YouTube as a video and as an episode of the Grow Show as the podcast. So I'll be sharing this content in three different places. Still really important. And remember, you can do the same. You can do the same. I'm recording on my iPhone. I've got a mic, but I could always use the audio off here if I wanted to make the podcast. It's not hard. It just takes a bit of time to work it out. And even then, that time, you're looking at 5-10 minutes. It's simple. If you want to know how, let me know. But make sure you're sharing your content is these three things. If you're going to share content, make sure that it, and this is other people's content, make sure that it provides value to your audience, it goes alongside your ideas and ethoses. There's no point sharing a piece of content if you don't agree with it. And I'll say that again. There's no point sharing a piece of content if you don't agree with it. It sounds simple, but if it goes against what you love, what you think is right, what actually you believe and what you set your company around, don't bloody share it. Put a comment in there saying I don't agree because of these reasons. Don't share it. You've got, when you're sharing content from other people, make sure it is spot on in terms of lines with your goals. Make sure of that. So for sharing, what I want you to do is make sure, and this is a recap on section two before we move on to section three. You want to review your existing content. Have you got content already there which you can share? Does any content need to be updated? Can any content be reinvigorated to make it kick ass, make it remarkable? Which goes on to the second point. Make sure your content is remarkable. Does it help your customer move in their journey? Does it make your customers think, shit, this person knows what he's talking about, what she's talking about, or this is really going to help me? Is it remarkable enough for people to share and engage with it? If it is, yes, tick. Make sure that actually it is positive and it goes alongside your goals. And make sure that if you're sharing other people's content, actually, do you know what? It still aligns with your goals. But make sure you keep giving value. Outweigh the value that you're going to get from what they're going to get, because you want maximum value outwards, out towards your customers. And remember, if you need to go, thanks a lot for joining, and don't worry, you'll catch it on the replay. Point number three, which is all about planning. Now, I've got 8 minutes to talk about planning when it comes to your social media and your content. And I've already shared a hell of a lot of stuff about planning without probably realizing it in this in the 22 minutes that I've been recording this. But the main thing is really is, again, think about your customer. Think about your audience and who you're talking to. How are they feeling? What information are they receiving? What are they talking about? What activities are they doing? Because if you know all those bits, then you can plan your content. And this is, you know, when I'm talking about planning for today's post, next week's post, a month, 2 months, 6 months. But if you can put yourself in a position of your customer, then you are going to be one step ahead of everybody else. Because then you'll be able to produce content that they do want to engage with, that resonates with what they're feeling and what they're seeing. So I'll give you an example. 6 weeks ago, we could never have imagined us all being like this. And if you could, well played. But 6 weeks ago, I could not imagine my business would be like this, completely not like this. And I'm not going to be any different to most people watching this or listening to this. Now, we've had to make decisions really quickly, and actually, the face of businesses have changed, and some businesses have changed unrecognizably. Some people have kept their core ideas and just pivoted online, which is great. But imagine if you could forecast what your customers would be feeling and what their circumstances are going to be in, let's say, 3 months' time, and you could produce content ready for them. I'll just leave that with you, because what I'm trying to get through to people now is we don't know what's going to be happening next week. We don't know what's going to be happening in a couple of days. We don't know what's going to be happening next week or in a month. But we can start to figure out what kind of patterns and habits could form after this. So, for instance, longer for lockdown, the more chance of people having garden selfies. And if you're working outside at the moment, you probably will be taking quite a few pictures of you working outside. Happy days. Zoom calls, live streaming videos are going to become really popular and easy to get to, which means you'll see that content and technology around more. People might avoid small gatherings to start off with, but actually there might be big kick-ass parties in different places once lockdown's all done and once this is all sorted. Christmas will be different because people might not have that much disposable income, which means next year in January to March, you'll see a boom with everybody coming in because actually they realise we have got the money, we have got the disposable income. Don't think about your business in days or in weeks, even though it might seem like it's changing all the time. Think about it in weeks, months and years. So think long-term rather than short-term. How are your customers going to be interacting? How is their business going to be doing in 3 months' time? You know, some of my customers might not be around in 3 months' time. I'm just going to lay it out there. And if so, then obviously, if they're not there, I'm going to lose that revenue. How am I going to recoup that? If people's behaviours about shopping changes, how are shopping town centres going to change? All of this stuff you need to figure out, but you need to figure out it based on your business. So really, by planning long-term, not short-term, you are really, really, really putting yourself in a better position to stay ahead. And that's what you want to be. You always want to be one step ahead. Shared an article in the Grow in a Circle last week about a company. It was Go Compare, I think it was, or Innocent Smoothies. I failed to remember which one. Either way, they've moved one of their marketing campaigns from later on in the year, I think it was scheduled to do it in October, November 2020, to now, because it was positive. They already had the idea, had it all set up. They just had to tweak different things. But they made it the campaign, and then they've shared it. Why have they pushed it forward? Well, it provides value to the audience. It's positive news. It still helps with building community, which is all needed at this time. So actually, that marketing strategy, that campaign, works better now than it projected then. Now, can they re-release it in October? Sure, they can. But they had the idea, they had that plan, but they're just shifting it down. So really, think about how your kind of campaigns are laid out and what your customers are thinking, and then place the best campaign in the different places. But the big thing is, you want to stay ahead. Stay ahead of the competition. Stay ahead of what everybody else is doing. And if that means getting people to help you out, do it. Do it. Because the only way that we can all get through all of this is if we act as one organism, one community, one world, whatever you want. But one community. Because we're stronger as a community than we are separate. A business is stronger if it's got more parts in it, more people, than it is if it's just one person. So really, 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 stay ahead. Now, I think I've covered all my points, so I'm just going to quickly recap on what we've done. And Sarah, yep, you're dead right. One hive for sure. For sure. So over the last 28 minutes, I've covered three different parts for you. I've covered the content you should be creating, sharing, and planning. And I'm just going to quickly recap over the next 2 minutes. So, number one, what content should you be creating at this precise time? Well, produce content that people are talking about, but how that's going to help them move forward to where they are in their journey. Use video, live streaming, and make sure you're using different platforms like this, doing Facebook Live, post it to YouTube, and make a podcast from it. See how you can extend your content so books turn into ebooks, and see how you can shrink your content from using long live streams to cut it down into small. So expand, but using the same idea in different ways. So if you've got an idea for a blog or an idea for a live stream, produce the same content, so blog, live stream, around the same idea. And remember, consistently posting. Post consistently where your customers hang out. Number two is all about sharing. So this is seeing what existing content you've got and using that content to first of all see if it's still relevant and still provides value. If so, share it. If it needs updating or reinvigorating, do that. And then finally, see if you can use it in a different way. So can that blog be a newsletter? Can that blog be an ebook? Can it be a live streaming? Do it. And remember, converting to different platforms, it's not as hard as it sounds. Now, number three is really all about planning. You need to stay ahead. Getting ahead of the competition, getting ahead of your customers in terms of their thought processes will only put you in a stronger position. So think about how your customers are going to be reacting, behaving, how the companies are going to be working with you going forward. You know, not just in days, but in months. So 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, and a year. Always stay ahead, always provide value, and ask yourself this question: what's next? what is going to happen next? What's next? And how can I help by producing the right content for my audience? I've just got over 30 minutes, which means my time is done here. Thank you very much, everyone, for watching on the live stream. Thank you very much to everyone who's watched on YouTube, and cheers to everyone who's listened to this episode of The Grow Show. Take care, everyone, and I will see you all soon. Bye for now. Gary out.